Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are presented by Chafe and Luhana, injury law firm doing good by doing right. It's time for our weekly visit with the Steelers insider, Mr. Ed Bouchette. Ed, do you stretch every day?
I do because of my back. Yeah, since I had my back surgery, I do my back stretches. And I walk every day, try to get 6 miles in.
Six?
In addition,
Holy smokes. 6 miles, Ed?
What?
6 miles?
Well, I was used to going to the gym. And I won't go to the gym until this stuff passes. So it leads me to walking. I don't have any weights or anything in my house.
Damn.
Ed, do you have any hamstring stretches for poor Andrew here? He's asking about his hamstring being tight. I tried to help him. His response when I gave him a stretch suggestion was, I'm not flexible enough to do that, which feels like the ultimate catch-22 here.
Well, Andrew, I do have them because I have to do them for my back because hamstrings are tied to your back.
Yep.
And I have tight hamstrings, and I've pulled them a number of times. Do you you have a dog, don't you?
I've got two.
Well, you have a dog leash then, right?
Yep.
Okay, lay on the couch, put the strap around your foot, and stretch that, pull that thing up as far, not so much as far as you can go, but as straight as you can go, and hold it for, I do it for 5 seconds, I do it five times.
Like vertical, Ed? Try to get it as straight up at like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes.
You want it to stretch it, like stretching it. Your hams.
For how long?
Well,
he just said for like 5 to 10 seconds.
No, but how many times? How many repetitions?
Well, if you were listening, I was talking. Five times on each leg.
Okay.
But that's for my back. I mean, and I do that every day. There's some other ones, too, but they're too hard to explain on the phone. But, you know, basically, try to touch your toes.
Okay. Cool. I can't right now.
Forget about that.
That's a stretch. Yeah.
Ed, speaking of stretches, would it be one for me to assume that we are going to get a very good to great Ben Roethlisberger this season?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I wrote a couple weeks before he detailed what it was and everything that, you know, this surgery might enhance his career, his make his arm stronger, because it wasn't a like a contact injury or something that just snapped on one throw. It looked like wear and tear, and it's been bothering him for a couple of years. So there were three of them. They're all attached. You got to assume those three aren't going to just back off. I think he can. I think he can be stronger. I think the arm can be better. And I don't think he's ever really, for everything everybody wants to say about him being overweight and everything, I think he's always held up pretty well. You know, he's a big man.
Yes, he is. Ed, where do you think the motivation is coming from for him to get in great shape, for him to be so devoted and committed to coming back this season? What is it about Ben right now at 38 years old that has him so football hungry at this stage of his career?
I don't know that he's never been football hungry, first of all. But the fact that you mentioned he's gotten in, he's lost more weight, he admitted, than he's as light as he's been in 13, 14 years. That could be age. It's probably age. He sees, you know, hey, older you get, the tougher it is. And he's also, at 38, sees the end coming and probably wants to squeeze as much out of it as he can while he can. That would be my amateur psychoanalysis. Mm.
Ed, evaluate, just tell me how much you agree with this statement. Roethlisberger's willingness to sort of defer and not try to do it all himself is maybe the biggest and most crucial storyline outside of his health for this team this season.
Well, I guess I wasn't surprised when he said that, because I do believe he's not Antonio Brown, you know, me, I got to do this, I got to do that. I truly believe that he puts winning above everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what I mean is stats. But, you know, he has now said it openly. And, I mean, every time I've sat down with him, he's always told me winning Super Bowls is his main objective.
Yeah,
that's his biggest thing. You know, if he had won that one against Green Bay, he'd be in the Hall of Fame right now. He wins another, he's automatically in. You know, I think he's in anyway, but, you know, as we're finding out with Alan Faneca, sometimes when you think a guy's in, he's not in yet.
Yep.
So I do believe, and I think, again, barring all health concerns everywhere, him, Connor, the defense, especially some of those positions where they have no depth, this is a good football team. And, you know, other teams are losing players already to opting out and such, and they haven't. But again, the injury gods will determine that.
Talking to Ed Bouchette here. Go ahead, Chris.
Ed, I was going to ask you, did they have any players, to your knowledge, who were close to choosing the opt-out?
Not that I know of. I mean, I talked to Cam Hayward a week or so ago, and I asked him if he had heard of any who were thinking about it, and he said no, he hadn't. And he's a player rep and a team captain, so you'd think he would have heard something. Now, I don't know if he would have spilled the beans if he did, but I trust that when he said he hadn't heard of any, he was correct, and of course there weren't any.
Ed, what do you think?
You know, guys with guaranteed contracts,
right,
they might have thought of doing it, but there aren't a lot of those with the Steelers.
Ed, what do you think Matt Canada's role with this team will be?
I think it's going to be a lot like Terrell Austin's was on defense. You know, an old hand coming in with ideas, good coach. Now, the difference is Canada's never coached in the NFL, but I think Randy will welcome his ideas, welcome ideas from Mike Hilliard, the new wide receivers coach. You know, and I think that it can only help. Like I said, he's an old hand. He's been an offensive coordinator for a number of years. He's run different styles of offenses where he's gone. Power, you know, wide open, you know, the stuff he ran at Pitt. So I think that you'll see that they will be amenable, and I think you'll see maybe some different kinds of plays this year because of it.
Mm.
Ed, everyone talks about the Steelers maybe not needing to run the ball. I think you've probably even said this, because I think it's been a common narrative. They don't need to run the ball necessarily more or focus on the run to almost their detriment, because few teams run the ball that much anymore in the NFL, but they have to be able to run it in certain situations. I mean, what goes into sort of those finer point details? Like, what things are most applicable to being able to run it in the four-minute drill or run it in certain parts of the field? Like, what is the crucial element there?
Well, they preach this all the time, Chris, and it's become a cliche, and we roll our eyes when they say it. Balanced offense. If you have threats, throwing the ball, running the ball, you know, pitching it wide, running it up the middle, then it makes a defense have to protect against all that, and it opens up certain things. So, you know, to have an effective running game, you're going to have healthy backs. The line is going to have to be better than it was last year. You know, the passing game killed the running game last year. You know, it was a combination. It wasn't just they had a bad running game. The lack of a passing threat, you saw it. The defenses come up and they go, hey, okay, duck, beat us,
yep.
You know. So I think having Ben back really, really opens up. I wrote this all the other day. He lifts all boats.
Yeah. Ed, let's say you're going to the electric chair, and the night before you get a last meal. What do you want?
You know, you guys are going to laugh at this. On my birthday, my mom would always ask us what meal we would want on our birthday. And, mm-hmm. you know, my brother may have picked steak. My sister may have picked shrimp. I picked shepherd's pie, the simple shepherd's pie with potatoes, cream corn, and hamburger.
Hamburger?
And I loved it. You put it on hamburger on the bottom, cream corn next, mashed potatoes on top.
I don't think I've ever had a shepherd's pie in my life.
It's good.
Well, there's very different ways of making it. Some put peas in, some put carrots. That simple recipe.
Hamburger for Ed.
Ground meat, cream corn on the next level, and then mashed potatoes, and you sprinkle the top of the mashed potatoes with a little paprika.
Are you still eating shepherd's pies these days, Ed, or no?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, and he makes it for me every once in a while.
Tell me if this meal sounds good to you, because I feel like you and my dad might have similar tastes. My dad likes, like, a lot of, you know, fancier food. He does. But growing up, I guess, like, his dad and mom had sort of bland taste in food, and he would speak lovingly of a dish that he would ask my mom to prepare semi-regularly called footballs in mud, and all it was baked beans with ground meat mixed in. That's it.
he would love my shepherd's pie. You know,
no seasonings, special stuff. Just empty the can of beans after you've browned the ground meat, and we're going, and we're off and running.
When I was born in Boston, and we moved when I was 7 to Pennsylvania, every summer we'd go back and visit. One night, they'd all my cousins and aunts and uncles and everything gather outside, and they have a big lobster fest. They had to get me a hamburger.
Ed, I'm curious. We know that you don't watch hockey until the playoffs start. So how are you treating this series? Is it the playoffs or is it not the playoffs for Ed Bouchette?
I haven't watched a game yet. Craiger had to tell me they already started. I thought they were playing tonight.
All right, Ed. We'll let you have a nice – what do you got planned this weekend? Any bottles of wine or maybe some light beers, some walks planned?
I think tomorrow I'm going to my daughter. She bought a house in Moon with an in-ground pool, so that sounds very inviting.
Oh. Yes, it does.
And then on Sunday, we're getting together with a couple of college friends and going to a winery and bringing a dog and sitting outside and listening to some music.
That sounds wonderful. Oh. All right, Ed, take care.
That does sound great.
Have a good weekend.
All right, fellas. See you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.